Hello, everybody out there on farm country. The John Block Commentary is brought to you by ADM.
Oolitic, Indiana, an hour shy of sunup, and a farmer's getting to work. Tuscaloosa, Alabama, way before early, and a farmer is getting to work. All across America, farmers are starting another long day. Maybe it's time we said thanks. The American farmer is essential to the economy. That's why ADM works to be essential to him, creating thousands of products from his crops. ADM, resourceful by nature.
ADM, the farmer's friend. And now for today's commentary. The Congress is gearing up to take another crack at getting rid of the death tax. None of us like taxes, but I can't think of another tax that's as counterproductive, unfair, and just plain mean-spirited as a death tax. Family businesses in this country are the engine that drives our success. A tax of more than 50% on the assets of a family business can often force the sale of that business. Who wants to borrow all that money to pay the tax? My father, my partner in farming for 30 years, died 8 years ago. But to keep the family farm together, I had to buy out my sisters because, of course, they were heirs. And that was okay. But also, my father's estate had to pay federal inheritance tax. And I'm still working to pay that tax. Now you can tell that I have a personal bone to pick with a death tax. When I'm gone, will my son have to go through the same costly process? Well, I hope not. Farmers are not alone. I work for the Food Marketing Institute, and we have family members that own independent supermarkets. Some of them are selling their business to the big chains because they don't want their family to face Uncle Sam's tax collectors when they're gone. Remember, they already paid taxes when they earned the money. The death tax is double taxation. Keep in mind, most of these businesses are very capital intensive. There isn't any cash laying around. It's all invested in real estate and machinery. If the tax was efficient and brought in a lot of money, there might be an argument. But it isn't. Most economists estimate that the cost of complying is as great as the $32 billion raised. The death tax is bad policy, and this is the year to kill it. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.